We'd like to welcome you back to Men's Cooking Week.
And apologize for the hasty end to our flambé demonstration.
Never soak your peaches in jet fuel. Who would have thought?
Obviously not you.
Everyone knows that the most important two words in the kitchen for a real man are can and opener.
On the contrary, I often enjoy cooking an elaborate home-cooked meal.
It's no surprise to find out the real man does just the opposite. But it might be a surprise to find out there's some very innovative chefs right here in the state of Michigan, and they're coming up with very creative combinations of food.
That's right. For example, this taste-tempting beverage is a combination of two well-known ingredients. It's called broccolope.
All right, let me guess. Broccoli and antelope. This can actually graze on itself, which is interesting.
This is broccoli and cantaloupe, and it's mm-mm good.
Well, this is working its way through Al's system. Let me tell you about the company right here in Michigan that makes this healthful drinks, combined fruit and vegetables called Vroot. They get my throat.
Now we'd like you to meet one of the great innovators in the Michigan food industry. He's been combining unusual foods for years. Give a warm welcome to Ray Pleva.
Let's see, what's the latest invention from the Ray Pleva kitchen?
Something really unique.
It's a hamburger, Ray. What else you invent down there? Rock and roll? Shoes? Clouds?
No, just this.
Well, actually, Tim, this isn't a regular hamburger. Ray has mixed his beef with one of Michigan's finest resources.
Motor oil?
No, cherries.
Cherries and beef. You know, I have a lot of creative cooking ideas myself. I bet I can combine some unusual foods into a tasty treat.
I bet you I could come up with kookier combinations.
Well, it might be kookier, but it wouldn't be edible.
Yeah? What do you say we hone our recipes over a week and have a showdown right here on Tool Time?
How does that sound to everybody? Well, I have to remind you, Tim, that I am a classically trained chef.
You don't need to be a trained chef. It's just putting weird ingredients together. Any idiot could do that.
Thanks a lot.
Well, no. I wasn't talking about your hamburgers. These cherry burgers, we haven't even taken a bite of this. Let's try it out.
Yeah, dig in.
Okay. Fruity, yet beefy.
Just like Al. Come on in. To what do I owe this delightful visit?
Well, I'm an idiot. I forgot to buy salt. I need to borrow some for my chicken. Oh, and Tim needs some squid. Oh, it's for his cooking contest thing.
Oh. Well, I never keep salt in the house, but I got squid coming out my ears.
Wilson, I don't mean to get personal or anything, but why are you wearing that?
Well, I know it's a tad unusual, Jill, but I just love the feel of a nice terry cloth. Oh, the helmet.
Yeah.
This is a prop I'll be using for my upcoming show at Wayne State University.
Really? You're performing?
Yes, I am. For the annual arts festival this Friday, I'll be performing at the campus coffee house. I'm going to be doing a monologue on my life.
This is so perfect. I mean, your life has been so interesting. And now everybody else gets to hear about it.
Well, it's a little bit scary, but I'm going to bare my soul. I'm I'm going to start off with my tale of the jousting injury in Scotland, then I'm going to segue to the summer I spent observing the mating habits of the mountain gorillas.
Coco and Herman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 9.5 weeks of monkey love.
Jill, would you and your family like to attend? Some of the most talented artists in Detroit are going to be there.
Well, of course. We'd love to come. Oh, you got to remember to tell them about when you played craps with Gandhi.
Ooh. What a night. The Mahatma lost his shirt. Well, here's your squid. Tell Tim if he wants really fresh ones, I got him upstairs in the tub.
Watch your wallets.
Do you have reservations?
Lots of them, but my wife made me come anyway.
It's under Taylor.
Come on, guys.
Excuse me.
These people look kind of weird.
Well, and they look a little odd, but deep down, they're no different than you and me.
Excuse me. Are you interested in helping to overthrow military regimes in the Third World?
I'm 11.
Attention, everyone. The Campus Cafe Arts Festival will now begin with our hostess, Alzina Harris, who will inspire us with her life-affirming poetry.
Die! 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 Go on, die!
You first.
And now, the country folk stylings of Ramblin' Andy Koplowitz.
When it's peach picking time in Georgia, it's apple picking time in Tennessee, it's cotton picking time in Mississippi, and everybody picks on me.
Why do you suppose that is, Andy?
Sounds like Dad when he gets hit in the groin.
What are they doing?
It's supposed to symbolize trying to get out of the womb.
You back up, I'll break your water.
And now, an insightful monologue from an exciting newcomer. I met him here when I took his class on Celtic mythology. Give it up for Wilson.
Good evening. My name is Wilson. And I've been told I've led an unusual life. Tonight, I'd like to share my journey. So come along, won't you?
The year is 1962. The place, the misty moors of Scotland.
Oh, this is good. Now, he is just a natural.
Yeah, well, anything beats a dancing bag.
I had been living with the Mara Maasai tribe for 6 months, but I had been unable to engage their aged chief in conversation. I had all but given up hope. Till suddenly, I was summoned to his deathbed, where he whispered in my ear the words I'll never forget. Which roughly translated meant, Heidi Ho, neighbor.
So that's where he got it.
And then we did the dance of death, because the chief had died. Come on.
I think we know what killed him.
Oh, yuck. It stinks. Disgusting concoction if you come up with now.
I reheated the pancakes you made yesterday.
They smell because you've had them in their fridge next to all those weird foods you're making for the contest. Oh, my God. What is that?
It's chicken with banana drumsticks.
Hey, guys, the paper came, and they reviewed last night's show.
Oh, good. Let me see it. Performing Arts Festival opens at Campus Cafe. Who couldn't help but love Elzina Harris's poem, Die, Die, Die?
I.
I can't believe he liked that.
Oh, wait, do you hear what he says about the bag dancers? The best fabric choreography I've seen anywhere, bar none. The only low point of the evening was the meaningless meandering of a pompous performance artist named Wilson.
What?
These were obviously the words of a man completely out of touch with reality. One wonders if Wilson has ever stepped off his mountaintop to go to a movie, a convenience store, or a sporting event. If he wants to illuminate the human experience, he should try living it like the rest of us. He's going to be devastated.
Let me see that. This critic doesn't know anything. This is the same guy that panned Tool Time said I was juvenile. Boy, smells good. What are you cooking? Bison sausage? Yakwurst?
No, Tim. Just good old American sausage. My strange food days are over.
And mine have just begun.
Well, you've had practice living the human experience. Me, I've got to get down off my mountaintop and join the real world.
You read that stupid review, didn't you?
No, Tim. The critic was right. I've lost all touch with what normal people do. See, Tim, I've got to go to monster truck rallies, buy fast food from a clown. Tim, I want to learn how to crush a beer can on my head.
That's not stuff you want to do. That sounds like stuff I want to do.
Well, I've decided that being a little bit more like you wouldn't hurt.
How do you feel now?
I heard.
Hi, honey. How was your day?
How was my day? You want to know how my day was?
Not now.
I couldn't get any work done because Wilson came over. He said that he wants to be like everybody else, so he spent the whole day glued to our TV set.
Did he watch Tool Time?
No, I said he wants to be like everyone else. He's just like a completely different person.
Don't worry about it. He spent his whole life studying other cultures. Now he's just taking time to study ours.
Well, I hate him like this. I mean, Wilson used to be so evolved and sensitive. Now he's just turning into you. Oh, my God. That's the biggest bag of pork rinds I ever saw.
Love pork rinds. Hey, guys, what are you doing with all that stuff?
Attention, Value Club shoppers! I have just discovered the joy of buying in bulk.
Wilson practically bought out the entire store.
He bought a gross of toilet paper.
Ah, and I brought you some.
Oh, that's 3-ply. We couldn't possibly accept that.
Well, I insist. You know, I never realized how much easier it is to buy toilet paper than make it.
You love making toilet paper.
But who has the time when there's so much TV to watch?
Wilson just bought a Matsushi 700.
That's right, with comb filter, PIP, surround sound, and Splendovision.
Oh, I love Splendovision.
Yeah, I'm gonna go set it up right now. Thanks for hanging with me, boys. All right. Oh, speaking of which, Tim, would you like to come over to my house tomorrow night and hang? I'm having some of the guys over to watch a basketball game.
What guys? You got guys?
Well, actually, they're your guys. Benny and Harry, 8:00. Be there or be square.
Well, Tim, I think we've lost the old Wilson forever.
We might have lost the old Wilson. The upside is the new Wilson giving up toilet paper lasts the rest of the afternoon.
Does everybody know what time it is? the Tool Man Taylor!
What a nice crowd you are. Welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim the Tool Man Taylor. And of course, you all know my side dish, Al Borland. Well, we are happy as a bunch of clams, pleased as punch, to welcome you to Tool Time's first creative cook-off.
Let's have a warm welcome to our impartial judge, Benny Baroni. Well, are you ready to judge our creative concoctions?
Yes, Al. I just cleansed my palate with a light sherbet.
Okay. Well, the scoring will range from 1 to 10, 10 being a great dish.
And 1 for anything that requires a stomach pump.
I'm familiar with the rules.
All right. Well, why don't you start with my entree?
My pleasure. Mmm. Savory. Tangy, a carbonated delight. I give it an 8.
Well, thank you. Thank you. An 8? An 8. Try mine, huh? Stick your fork into this.
Lumpy, noxious, an insult to my colon. I give it a minus 2.
Minus 2?
Well, Tim, unless your drink gets a 10 out of 10, I think I've won.
I have a lot of faith in my lima bean smoothie.
You're not supposed to give away the ingredients.
Oh, you know what a sucker I am for lima beans.
I've already cooked my lima beans. Add a soupçon of secret ingredients, a little bit of cultured buttermilk. Ah, yeah. And some baking powder just for froth.
Tim, you want to be careful. Buttermilk and baking powder can be a volatile mixture.
I'll back off. I know what I'm doing. All right, now just press frappe for me.
Hey, the piston just tied it up.
Great, I got 50 bucks riding on this game.
What's the spread?
The spread is a delightful aerosol cheddar. And the sample lady said it had a shelf life of 45 years.
The spread refers to the odds in the final score of the game.
Many times the spectators would have to give their clothes to the
player. What happened?
That was the most incredible play I have seen all season.
Of course, we didn't get to see it because... somebody's blocking the TV. Again.
Oh. How are those little pizzas doing?
Coming right up. Don't do the wave without me.
Is it my imagination, or is Wilson more annoying than me?
It's close.
Be patient, okay? He's just trying to be one of the guys, right?
Yeah, well, if he doesn't stop yapping, the guys are going to go over to my house and watch the game.
Listen to you. Rather than drink beer here and burp up nachos, you want to be home with your wife?
Well, if I said that, I didn't mean it.
You know, Germany has a distant cousin to basketball, which is known as Korbball, and it originated in the village of Braunschweig, which is in Northern...
Well, sir, we can't hear you and the announcer at the same time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, in the 17th century, in Germany, it was quite a...
That's it! I'm out of here.
Me too.
Guys.
But what about the mini pizzas?
Hey, Benny, Harry, come on, guys.
Oh, no, let's face it. I'm never going to be one of the guys. I'm just going to be hopelessly pompous and out of touch with reality.
It's about that review again, isn't it? He didn't know what he was talking about. You know, a lot of people liked your show.
But, Tim, you don't understand. He didn't just criticize my show. He criticized my life, who I am.
Yeah, come on, Wilson. I've known you, what, 15 years? And sure, you're a little different, you know, but you've always been really comfortable with who you are, huh?
Well, Just up until that review, I thought my idiosyncrasies had some value.
Well, they do have value. You know what happened here? Is you went out on a limb. You put your life on the line in the battle zone. You're on the stage. You gave it your all. And, you know, so what? You got hammered.
You ever been hammered on two times?
Well, this once I got too close to some shellac. And
No. I mean, have you ever been hammered by a reviewer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, how can you not take it personally?
Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of one of the greatest entertainers of all time, Sammy Davis Jr. He said, I gotta be me.
I think I've spent my entire life studying the Greek philosophers, and it all comes down to Sammy.
When it comes to wisdom, there's nobody like the Candyman.
Sam, I want to thank you for not bailing out on me.
Oh, man, don't change, baby. I love you the way you are, man. I dig you, cat. I mean, cat. Can you feel the love in this room? It's thicker than clam chowder, baby.
The problem I see is how to get rid of a metric ton of pork rinds.
Well, I hope the Value Club lets me return some of this stuff.
Although, I must say, I have become quite fond of some of these high-tech appliances. You know, I think I'm going to keep that stapler. Always living on the edge.
You know, what I do want to unload, though, is this answering machine device here. You know, that thing has been blinking all day.
That means you have a message.
Wilson, this is Stuart from the Campus Cafe. Your show's gotten a lot of good response, and if you're not already booked, we'd like you to come back on Friday.
Thank you, Stuart. I'd love to. He can't hear you.
Thank you, Stuart. I'd love to.